line now is John Chapman. Welcome, John.
Kia ora, mate. Kia ora.
Sorry, that was my introductory rant. And, of course, any time I get to talk about food, why not? Hey, so, of course, we're going to talk about two things, obviously, men's health, but obviously also matariki and what it means to you, because why not talk about the two together, given the fact that matariki is also about renewal? So, question to you, what does matariki mean to you and your whānau, bro?
Interestingly enough, Matt, we were talking about it the other day with my boys, and just the fact of obviously remembering the year that's gone past and the changes that a lot of us have gone through, and remembering those as well that have passed on. But I think also more importantly is that as Māori Pākehā, Māori and Irish, Maorish, we get to sort of celebrate it twice.
Yeah.
So in the Pākehā sense and in the Māori sense as well. So we get two chances to plan ahead and what the future looks like. So that's kind of what we've been focusing on there, Matt.
You know, I think you've hit the nail on the head in terms of remembering those who have passed as well, because, you know, I hate talking about people who have passed as some sort of grief. You know, we're always talking in grief. Actually, matariki is a time not only for renewal and remembrance, but happy stories, sharing stories, sitting down with whānau over kai, not only taking the opportunity to remember people, but sharing those stories, eh?
Most definitely. And interestingly enough, I was earlier on this afternoon talking about Mata Kirihoma, Kuru Morph, Kirihoma, and the song that he used to sing to us all the time, Ngā Tore Ngā Mea. And just some of those times of remembrance with him up at Whare Rongopai. And, you know, you can take those wisdom from the elderly, and you can take on, cherish them, and that sets the pathway for what's coming ahead. So that was just an interesting conversation with Slade McFarlane this afternoon.
Yeah, it's you know, I see now I've got that song stuck in my head. Did you see it, Toro Namia?
Yes.
Yeah, now it's in my head. So,
the greatest thing.
Last night I was on the TV talking about politicians, as I sometimes do, and I was singing in my head the song, you know, jokers to the left of you, clowns to the right. Yeah, jokers to the left of you, clowns to the right. And it was all of a sudden the words just came out of my mouth. Now I've got this song in my head, which is a happy song. Hey, and now just if we can talk about men's health for just a moment, because we've just had Men's Health Week as well, and of course matariki not only being a period of renewal and celebration, but actually it's also pondering. Men's health is a big kaupapa at the moment. And in terms of Māori men's health, it's big. And I know you do a lot of work in the suicide prevention and mental health sector. I know you do a lot of fantastic work with Mates in Construction. Talk to me a little bit about your views on men's health, particularly Māori men's health.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I think it aligns matariki as well, because one of the areas that we're focusing is on encouraging men to have the courage to go get help when it comes to both mental health and physical health, Matt. And, you know, it's one thing to ignore what your body's saying and what you're feeling, but then when you think about it, what you have to do for your whānau, for your kids, for your partner, then actually you've got to take that step of courage and go and get that help to get those checkups. And obviously the stats speak for themselves, but from the terms of mental health, we've got to take care of ourselves in that space as well. And having those courageous conversations with our bros, with our mates, if you're not in a good space. So that's kind of one of the biggest challenges that we face at the moment is not just on the physical mental health, but also on the mental side of it as well. Mental health side, and look, we're in challenging times, and I think it's even more so in these challenging times that we need to step up and actually be courageous and go visit the doctor, chat to your partner, go chat and get help if you need it. That's all part of it as well, looking into the future, I think.
Well, that's right, because, you know, just as we reflect with Matariki on the past, it is also about reflecting on what we need to do for our future. See, now I'm fixated back on this song. E toro nā mia, nā mia, nui nui. I can't help it. Anyway, coming back to it. But for you and your whānau, just on Matariki for just a moment, is there a particular way you celebrate Matariki, or, you know, is there a favourite dish that's emerging in your whare?
I wouldn't say a favourite dish is such, Matt. I think it's probably more the favourite pastimes that enable you to remember and reflect. And as young kids, on a Friday, you know, we used to have the old fish and chips.
Mm.
And on that special occasion, it'll get wrapped up and hidden, and you go and look for it. And, you know, you have to find it and get your kai. But the old fish and chips, you know, it actually... There's something about it as young people growing up, and then as you get older, pass it on to the kids. And so for us, it's just having that, and it's a bit different these days, eh? Because we've got to have the battered, instead of the battered, we've got to have the crumbs fish to be on the healthy side of things. But look, it's rather than a favourite dish, it's kind of like just getting together and having a kai with obviously the mother and father, Nani Koko, and mum and dad. And yeah, so that's probably where we'll be at again on this coming Matariki. And then obviously going out and celebrating with the whānau and the community, because there's a lot of awesome events out there around both Tamaki Makaurau and around the Motu. And I think if you go down there, you'll find some favourite dishes as well for us all to enjoy.
You know, it's interesting. Sandra has just posted on her Facebook page, did John just say crayfish? No, Sandra, he did not say crayfish. I said crayfish 2 days ago, and no, you can't have any. Hey, John, thanks so much for joining us. I know you're on the road. I don't want to take you away from your safe travels, and I'm sure we'll be catching up soon. Hey, John Chapman, thanks so much for joining us.
You're on, mate.